Encouragement, events, issues, total impact with Kurt Goff, where faith meets real life.
Hey, if you listen into the show a lot, then you know one of my favorite authors of all time, the late A.W. Tozer. You can't read his stuff and walk away unchanged in a positive way. Love God more, see more of Christ. James Snyder has put together some of the previously unpublished writings of Tozer for a brand new book. It's called The Purpose of Man. Had a chance to talk with James about this book recently.
These are from sermons on worship. I think there's probably about 20 sermons that I pulled together and edited and brought down to this book. And I think it's probably some of his best preaching that he ever did. In fact, he says as he begins one series called The Chief End of Man, he said, "This will be my best preaching, comparing myself with myself." Worship is not an event. This is my quote, so it's not his. But all music is not worship, and all worship is not music. Hmm. For example, today, when you say, "Well, Bob Smith is my worship leader," everybody assumes, well, he's the person that leads the music in the church.
Yeah.
And Tozer would have been opposed to that because there are elements of worship that have nothing to do with music. Dr. Tozer says this: if there is something in my life that does not worship God, there is nothing in my life that worships God perfectly. Mm. And when you stop to think about that, that can really blow your mind a little bit.
Mm, no doubt about it. And he viewed worship as being an everyday, every moment type of experience.
Right. He said, for example, Monday morning when you go to the office, if you don't have a sense of worship and appreciation of God, then you didn't worship God Sunday.
That is a good quote.
Yeah, when you stop to think of it, man, what did I do Sunday? Did I really worship or was I entertained? Somewhere along the line, he realized that God was calling him to be a prophet. And he said to Ray McAfee, who was his associate for many, many years, and I knew Ray and was a friend of Ray's, and he said, Ray, if you want to be happy, don't ask for the gift of discernment. Because yeah. His idea was, discernment was, that God gives you the ability to see what is wrong in the church, and then you have a responsibility to address that wrong and try to make it correct.
Yeah, and take the heat in the meantime.
Well, exactly. What prophet do you know of in the Old Testament had a wonderful time? Everybody slapped him on the back and say, "Hey, we really like what you're doing." Tozer had his yeah. enemies.
What would you say to people who have never read Tozer before? Where should they begin?
Don't start, because when you start, you can't stop.
It's a good thing.
I think you start with like The Pursuit of God. You have to read that on your knees, so to speak, because Tozer's writings does not tell you how to be a better person. Tozer's writings do not tell you how to be a better pastor and build a big church. Rather, Tozer's writings tells you how you can get close to God and how you can develop a heart passion for Christ.
Wow, I think James really hit the nail on the head there with that last comment. And if you've never read Tozer before, The Pursuit of God, as he talked about, a great place to begin. The Purpose of Man, this new book, is also a wonderful place to begin. But a book that he wrote, his last book before he died in 1963, has had an impact on so many Christian leaders since then. It's a book about the attributes of God. It's called The Knowledge of the Holy. And it's always on the top 10 lists of major Christian leaders when they write about, okay, well, these books have really impacted my life. You know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find The Knowledge of the Holy in their top 10. So give Tozer a try, but trust me, I mean, you're going to love it, but you'll never be satisfied to swim in the shallow water after you read a little bit of him.